News in Concert 50.
All right, give me a seat.
Anticipation like this.
Welcome, everyone.
I've been so looking forward to this.
Has been decades in the making.
Thank you, Radio 2, for having me.
Celebrating 50 years with 50 live performances from the 70s to today.
That's right.
Bon Jovi, Annie Lennox, Radiohead, Paul Weller, Take That, Ed Sheeran, and more.
Yeah, I think you're representing every era.
BBC Radio 2's In Concert 50.
Download the BBC Sounds app to discover the full lineup.
Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for a brand new episode of The Wilsons Save the World.
Hello, my name's Lola.
And I'm her sister, Kat.
And I'm their mum, Max.
And I'm her husband, Mike Wilson.
And this is how the Wilsons save the world.
Mike Wilson.
Dad, hi, it's me, Kat.
Oh, Kat, hi. It didn't show up as your number, darling. Are you all right?
All right? Me? Yes, why wouldn't I be all right? I'm like, fine. Yeah, so, what are you doing? I've been arrested.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I've made a 12-bean chilli. It's a new personal best, Kat. Do you remember the 9-bean one?
Who could forget?
Yeah, it stuck together and made a sort of 9-bean bigger bean.
Ask her how the climate march was.
Oh, yeah, your mum says how was the climate march?
Oh, you know, someone tried a "What do we want?" chant, but the answers involved precise climate modelling science and a mandate for social change, so we went with a more nuanced bongos and whistles thing, and then I got arrested.
Ask her if she's going to be home for supper.
I've been arrested.
Your mum wants to know if you'll be home for supper, and listen, before you answer, Catherine, remember, 12 bean. This is huge.
Dad, I've been arrested.
Hmm? Right. So, what I'm going to do is, yeah, I'm going to tell that to your mum because I'm having a, a panic attack.
Mike? What's happened? Give me the phone.
Can't. Hand's gone in a claw.
Give it. Kat, what's happened?
Mum, I'm being held at Didcot Police Station. I've been arrested.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. OK, Mike, stop crying. You're making it worse.
I can't rub my eyes. I think I've got chickpea under the lid.
Right, OK, we're going to come and get you. Stay calm. The important thing is to be calm.
I am calm. I'm fine.
Well, stop it. Be upset, then I can tell you to be calm. Your dad started spinning. Mike, stop spinning. Stay right there.
Who, me or Kat?
Both of you, stay there.
There's not a lot of choice, but that's concern, Mum. I am in jail.
Kat, darling, would you just please tell them that if any harm comes to you, this very angry vegan mum will make them think that Game of Thrones was a rom-com and Khaleesi's dragon is a little fluffy house pet, all right? OK?
Mr and Mrs Wilson?
Hello, officer. We're Catherine Wilson's dad and mum. I'm Mike Flapjack Wilson. Not Mike Flapjack, I'm Mike Wilson. Would you like a Maxine? This is Maxine, sorry. These are flapjacks.
I have nothing to say at this stage.
No, I don't either, but I did bring you these. I baked them. They're beetroot and quinoa flapjacks made with agave syrup.
I can't take those.
Well, no one can.
Well, they're actually very gentle on the digestive system. You see, the thing is, quinoa is actually a superfood.
No, I can't take a gift or bribe or give in to whatever these things are.
Well, trust me, they're not a bribe. We couldn't even persuade our chickens to come inside with those.
Look, we don't know why you're holding Kat, but just in case it helps later on, can I just say right at the beginning, we are very sorry about all of this.
Mike, don't say sorry. You've got to behave like a Range Rover driver in a cycle lane. You're not sorry, you're defiant, all right? Saying sorry is a sign of weakness and it could be seen as an admission of guilt. Our daughter is innocent.
Well, I'm Detective Constable Hunter. I was Catherine's arresting officer.
Rosa.
Yes, officer. Sorry, force of
sorry.
Habit.
Sorry.
I was very much hoping you'd come in and talk with her before we decide if any further action is going to be taken.
Yes.
She hasn't been charged yet.
Oh, good.
Would you follow me, please?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
I feel I must warn you because behind this door are some of the UK's most violent and dangerous criminals. Murderers, psychopaths and gang bosses.
What?!
Mr. Wilson, we're in Didcot. I was just kidding.
Oh, thank goodness.
Gang activities amount to three or more mobility scooters trying to get into the post office at the same time.
Yeah.
Catherine Wilson, stand away from the door, please.
Kat, we're here, darling.
Don't say darling. You're going to undermine her prison rip.
Mum, Dad,
Catherine, look, please don't worry, okay? We'll get all of this sorted out. Now, look, I accidentally said we're sorry, but I've said we're not now, so it should all be fine.
Catherine, I've asked your mum and dad to come and have a chat, okay?
Well, everyone, please stop calling me Catherine. Makes me feel like I'm in trouble or something.
Oh, sweetie, well, that's not what we want, is it? Why would you want to feel that you're in trouble? Huh? I mean, apart from the fact that you're being held in a police station and under arrest, Catherine.
Chill, okay? This Karen here grabbed me and put me in here.
Kat, you know that I don't like people using the term Karen. It's yet another sexist slur, and it's become shorthand for lazy misogyny, and oh yeah, surprise, surprise, there's no equivalent for a man.
Well, actually, my name is Karen, so...
Oh, right, sorry, Karen.
It's not so bad.
Yes, sorry, Karen, if I may call you that. Karen. I mean, I don't mean, oh, what a Karen. She's such a Karen. No, I mean, like a real life Karen is different, isn't it, from a Karen. That's my point. I mean, you don't always demand to see the manager, do you?
Actually, I usually do.
Right.
I hate bad service. It's been a difficult year, name-wise.
Well, maybe you should complain.
Mike, you're so not helping.
Yes, no, sorry, nervous. What do we need to do to get Kat out of here?
I don't want to get out of here.
What?
I don't.
What, have you ordered some furniture for your cell then, Catherine? Of course you want to get out of here.
Nope, I'm staying put.
Kat, don't be silly. Of course you don't want to stay here. Think of your A-levels.
A-levels? That's what's supposed to tempt me out of here, is it? Whatever grades I get, the government will change them anyways, won't they? Kat, you got 2 A's and a C, but we've decided you'd be better off with this bag of moths. I don't want to leave. I'm staying in jail.
All right, cool your boots, Shawshank. You've only been here 3 hours. You can't have become institutionalised already.
No, I've been arrested. Good. The best publicity for Extinction Rebellion is if we are arrested and go to jail for the cause. That way, people will pay attention to the climate emergency. See?
Of course we see, Kat. We drive a Nissan Leaf.
Wait, I didn't know that the protest was an Extinction Rebellion one.
No, neither did I.
No, we didn't either. The protest Catherine was on was an unannounced Extinction Rebellion disruption.
Oh, sorry. Did we leave you off the WhatsApp group, Karen? I'll have a word with the admin and see if we can add all the police to the group chat, shall I?
If the police are kept informed about protests, then we can do a better job of ensuring people's safety.
What's the point of direct action if you have to get permission first? You may as well put your hand up and ask the supply teacher if he'd mind everyone started humming at the same time.
That is a classic gag, to be fair.
Kat, you didn't tell us you were on an Extinction Rebellion protest.
You said I could go on a climate protest. You don't approve of XR, do you?
What?
I'll try again. You, Dad, and you, Mum, don't approve of Extinction Rebellion.
Look, well, we're very supportive. We're very supportive of, you know, the climate.
All the climate.
Our family have been on more protests than we've had hot meals.
Okay, well, don't write that down, DC Hunter. We feed the children all sorts of foods. They're not neglected. I've actually hit a new personal best on a 12-bean chilli only today.
Well, well done. I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
We have been raised on protests and taking action about things that we care about. Mum, you were conceived at Greenham Common, for goodness sake.
Well, no one knows that for sure, Kat, and least of all your gran. I mean, it was a different time, and I've got a horrible feeling that she's got a thing for chain link fencing.
As soon as XR started up, the two of you clammed up completely. You'd rather talk about Morrissey than Extinction Rebellion, Dad.
Please, Kat, don't say his name.
Look, we're about 80% vegan, we don't fly. The last Amazon delivery we had was a hoodie saying boycott Amazon now.
Yeah, that was a mistake, we didn't know.
We have a bearded dragon called Noam Chomsky, and when David Attenborough's name is mentioned, we all say,
Praise be upon him.
See? We do everything as ethically as we can, and we speak up when we think something isn't right. Mm-hmm. That's how I've been raised.
Yeah.
But when Extinction Rebellion gets mentioned in our house, it's like someone suggested that Lawrence Fox has a point.
He doesn't.
I'll say it again. You don't
approve of Extinction Rebellion. No, actually, I don't. I think they're reckless, and I think most of the time they're doing more harm than good.
Max!
Don't you dare, Mike.
Yeah, all right, sorry, fair enough. I'm sorry, Kat, I don't either.
For the record, neither do I.
What? Really, DC Hunter? Wow. Now that is disappointing. My mum and dad, yeah, fair enough. They're old people and stuck in their ways.
I'm 41.
Kat, you can approve of the message without liking the way it's delivered, can't you? I mean, look, Bob Dylan sang The Times They Are A-Changin', but he did it like this. Come gather round people wherever you roam and admit that the waters around you have grown. The song's good, but, you know, the delivery isn't for everyone, is it?
Sure. He also sang this bit, Dad. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land and don't criticise what you can't understand.
Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging.
Wow.
It's very unfair using my own Dylan reference against me.
Yes, it is. It's very unfair making a noise that sounds like you've stabbed a set of bagpipes with a fork.
Yeah, I'm putting it down as aggravating assault.
The point is, Extinction Rebellion are probably pissing more people off than they're persuading. That's the point. I mean, that is no good. As Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you.
Okay, RBG. Nice move, Mum. What about this one? How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. That was Anne Frank. Your move.
Okay. We must become the change we want to see in the world. Gandhi.
The duty of youth is to challenge corruption. That was Kurt Cobain. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights, Bob Marley. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Eminem.
If you've quite finished playing quote-unquote, I'd like to talk about what happens next for Catherine, please.
Sorry, we didn't give you a chance to do one. Would you like to?
Yeah.
I would not eat green eggs and ham.
I will not eat them, Sam, I am.
Dr. Seuss, a classic. I prefer, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better, it's not. Mm.
The Lorax.
And as far as what happens to me next, DC Hunter, I've been arrested and I'm staying here.
How is you getting arrested going to help?
By bringing attention to XR.
But why you, Kat? I mean, why do you have to be arrested?
Well, who should be arrested then?
What?
Who, Dad? Who would you like to see arrested, if not me?
Michael Gove?
Yes, yes. Or Piers Morgan, or who did that awful cover version of Comfortably Numb?
The Scissor Sisters.
Yes, arrest the Scissor Sisters.
So basically, you agree that people being arrested for a worthy cause is worthwhile... As long as they're not your daughter.
No, I'm not saying that.
Yes, correct.
What?
Yeah.
Kat, I think people being arrested for a worthy cause is good, but not my daughter, thank you.
That is hypocrisy.
Well, yeah. Welcome to Motherhood 101. I think Greta Thunberg is an incredible advocate for change. Well done, you extraordinary, scowling duffel child. I think she's courageous and determined, and I think she's right. I think if she gets arrested, it might well be helpful in bringing attention to the climate situation.
Emergency.
Emergency, yes.
Exactly.
I also think that if you said that you weren't going to go to school because you'd found something more important to do with your life, your dad would go the colour of his beetroot flapjacks and I'd chain you to your English tutor until you graduate. The climate will have to wait.
Oh, good. Oh, I'll just pop out and tell it then, shall I? Excuse me, unprecedented runaway climate change. Would you mind very much waiting a year and a half while I write about the Miller's Tale? Yes, that's right. The one about the bum. Yes, out the window. Absolutely hilarious. Oh, what's that? Oh, you're having a literal meltdown and it won't wait. Oh, but the bum out the window.
Kat, come on. It's not our fault the climate's warming. We do what we can.
Mm. Yes, Dad, I know.
Meatloaf said he doesn't think it's happening and Greta Thunberg has been brainwashed.
What?
What?
Meatloaf. Someone interviewed him and asked him what he thinks about climate change. It was in the paper.
Oh, yeah, I read that. Yes, he doesn't like Greta Thunberg and that was front page news. You know, for balance. He has over 97% of climate scientists devoting their whole lives to studying the evidence, but on the other hand, here's a loaf of meat to put the counter-argument.
I mean, there's only two things I want to know from Meatloaf. Stuff he'll do for love, and what time he's leaving hell like a bat.
It's pointless. You may as well ask me about Morris dancing.
Actually, I've always thought that looks quite fun. You know, bells on your knees and sticks in the air.
Right, don't even.
Yes.
That's why people like me feel angry. I shouldn't have to shout about climate change. I didn't do it. I shouldn't have to get arrested for it. And most importantly, I shouldn't have to know about what bloody Meatloaf thinks about it.
Wow. When your family goes off on one, you guys really go off on one, don't you?
Yes, we try to.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
It's pretty much the point of the Wilsons.
Kat, we really want you to come home.
What difference will that make?
Well, there's my bean stew, for a start. There's your education, there's your sister.
You don't want to have an arrest on your name for the rest of your life.
Yes, that also matters, thank you. But mostly it is the bean stew.
What a double standard.
Did you mention a sister?
Yes, Lola. She's my younger sister.
What would she say if she knew you'd been arrested?
She'd be worried, Kat. She's only 12.
Yeah.
Would it be an idea to call her? No, see if she can persuade Catherine?
Well, we could try.
Yeah, I'll give her a call.
Hello?
Lola, hi. It's Dad.
Hi, Dad. Where are you guys?
Well, we're here with your sister. Now, there's nothing to worry about, but I wonder if you could just tell her that you love her and it would be good if we were all together at home and stuff. Is that okay?
Oh, right. Is Kat there with you then?
Yeah, so look, you're on speakerphone, okay?
Okay, Dad. Is Kat all right?
Hi, Lols.
Kat, are you all right?
Yeah, it's just I'm...
I know, you got pinched. My sources told me. Don't say anything, Kat. Remember that. You don't have to say a word. Did they give you your Mirandas? If they didn't, do exactly as written. You can have them. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence. If you do not mention when questioned, something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Listen, Kat, I don't know anyone on the inside at the moment, but I'm making some calls, okay? Hold tight.
Well, I think that was very helpful.
Kat, please, whatever it is you need to do to get this over and done with, just do it.
Mum, if the planet isn't worth going to jail for, then what is?
Aggravated assault, murder, theft, extortion, rape, drug dealing, kidnap, non-payment of taxes? Phoning someone to say they've been in an accident when they absolutely have not?
Oh, is that illegal?
I'm working on it.
What about the wanton destruction of our planet that we all share?
Well, it depends. What sort of destruction?
Heating it until we see mass extinction events, equatorial countries becoming uninhabitable, leading to mass migration, pressure on resources, and extreme weather events capable of destroying habitats and communities?
Not presently, no.
See, you don't take the destruction of the planet seriously.
I do, up to a point. But it's more specific stuff that the police are legally allowed to take action on.
What could be more specific than global planetary destruction?
Tagging.
What?
Tagging.
Tagging?
Yeah, there's someone who keeps tagging the base of the war memorial, and it's the number one complaint we are asked to deal with. So if you want to protest and you want people to really get on board with what you're doing, tell them who it is that keeps scribbling Sky FJ on the base of the war memorial. That will bring him out in droves.
But tell them the planet is reaching a tipping point after which we cannot return to anything normal, whatever normal is, and they don't care.
Not compared to tagging, no. Look, Catherine, I am at the moment trying quite hard to avoid having to charge you, but I need you to cooperate.
With respect, all she did was go on a march. I mean, come on.
Catherine, would you like to tell your parents what you actually did to get arrested?
Happy to. I guess you could say I care too much. Is that a crime?
No.
Is trying to save the world a crime?
No.
Is peaceful, non-violent direct action against the government a crime?
No. Gluing your hands to the windscreen of a bus is a crime, though.
Oh, so gluing yourself to a bus is a crime now, is it?
Yes, it is.
How on earth did you manage to do that?
Wasn't easy.
No, I would think not. I mean, the rural bus service has been stripped to the bone. How did you even find a bus?
Very much not the point.
Well, if you're glued to a bus, Kat, you're doing a very good job of concealing it. You know, unless there's a 235 Sprinter service tucked under your hoodie, I don't think you did a very good job of gluing yourself to it at all.
No, it must have come off.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, your daughter was glued to a local bus for over 70 minutes. Her hands were stuck to the front of the vehicle, meaning it couldn't move forwards or backwards.
Very much what I was going for.
You held up traffic for over an hour, causing an obstruction on a public highway.
Nice one, Kat.
The bus service is run by a private company.
Yes,
and
we know. It got sold off and the service got worse, and now no one is accountable. And now there's only a bus every couple of days where we live.
Mr. So Wilson, shush!
What?
Don't you shush my husband.
You can shush as well.
Stop shushing my parents.
Shush! The lot of you, shush! Oh, now you've just made the word shush not make sense. I've used it too much and now the meaning's gone. You've ruined shush. Oh, God, you're an annoying family. I hate you guys.
Now, listen.
No,
all I'm saying is we need a sustainable transport.
I don't think it's unreasonable.
I don't think it's unfair.
Shush! Shush! You, Catherine Wilson, glued your hands to a bus, causing damage to a privately owned vehicle on a public highway.
No, I didn't.
You did. I saw you do it. I was the one who stopped the driver ripping all the skin off your hands by yanking them off.
Well, that was very kind. Thank you. Are you absolutely sure you won't take a flapjack?
Are you claiming you didn't glue your hands to the bus? I should warn you, I have body cam footage of you doing it and the 70 minutes you were there before we could get you off.
No, I did glue my hands to the bus, but I deny preventing the bus from moving, and I deny causing any damage to the bus.
What?
Karen. May I call you Karen?
Don't, Cat.
Karen. That nail polish you're wearing, is that shellac? Acrylic gel?
Yes, shellac in midnight blue with misted spray coating. Thank you for noticing.
Do you have any idea how damaging to the planet those nail chemicals are?
Do not lecture me on my nails. I swear I've just got them done. It is not easy keeping nice nails like this when you work for the police.
No, 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 not my point. Now look at these. What do you see?
Looks like a French polish.
Correct. Do you have any idea how long it took me to find a sustainable way to make these pretty talons of mine look so completely and utterly on point?
No.
Because they do. Don't they, DC Hunter? Do they look on point?
Where are you going with this?
I'll allow it. They do.
Are my nails, in fact, what any sane and reasonable person might call peng?
They are. They are peng.
Peng, I am very confused.
Right. And would a person who has nails like these glue their hands to a bus?
Catherine, I saw you do it. You looked me in the eye and you glued your hands to the bus.
PVA.
PVA, sorry, is that a nail polish? Where are we now?
No, Dad. It's almost completely harmless glue. It's as sticky as chalk. PVA holds on to stuff for less time than Leonardo DiCaprio stays in a relationship.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I only gave you the impression of being stuck to the bus, and that the private bus company can sue me for damage if they want to, but PVA wipes off like cheap foundation. There, see? No harm done.
Well then, I think that concludes things, so shall we just...
No, Mr. Wilson, we shall not. The fact remains that Catherine held up traffic on a public highway for over an hour and defied a direct request to disperse, as well as possibly causing criminal damage. A bus? I thought you people were in favour of public transport.
That is a good point, Kat. I mean, why didn't you glue yourself to a BMW or something?
Because I'm not thick. A bus will stop, won't it? With a BMW, you can't be sure.
Look, if Extinction Rebellion want to persuade people that they're right, Kat, then they have to be persuasive.
We've tried that. You've tried that. You've both been members of Friends of the Earth for so long that you're probably not even friends anymore. You could have a threesome with the Earth and no one would bat an eyelid. How would you say it's going, Dad?
Well,
Mum? All the protests you've been on, the letters you've signed, the weird, okey, dokey, wokey, blokey life we lead, all pips and paste and doing the right thing. Are things better?
Well, no. They're worse. Much worse. But we try.
Yes, and trying is good, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's good, but it's not enough.
Well, we do our bit, don't we? I mean, I eat your dad's weird number of bean chilies.
12, a personal best.
And we get power from a renewable energy company. We don't fly. I mean, God, I'd love a holiday. And we have an ethics jar on the kitchen table, for God's sake.
An ethics jar?
Yeah, like, you know, like a swear jar. We put 50p in it if we've accidentally used a plastic bag.
Or accidentally bought a new reissue of Dark Side of the Moon on vinyl because it came with a special book.
Mike!
Yes, all right, I'll put a quid in the ethics jar.
Your family is so weird.
Yeah.
We're what's called do-gooders. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's an insult.
You're not a do-gooder, Catherine. You held up a public highway and prevented people from doing their jobs. You're a do-badder.
I didn't prevent you from doing yours, did I?
Is that what you think?
Yeah. You're in here with me. That's what XR are aiming for. Get arrested and flood the system until it breaks. I'm giving you something to do.
What do you imagine I'd be doing, Catherine, if I wasn't in here with you?
Kettling my mates, nicking someone for wearing an offensive T-shirt. I don't know, police crap.
Right, well, here's today's list. You stop me when I get to the police crap part, yeah? I was going to visit a lovely young man with autism who's been in care, and he's just been housed in his very own place for the first time. His flat is now being used by a group of men to deal drugs out of. It's called cuckooing. Then I was scheduled to do some visible policing outside the shop at the end of the high street, where the elderly owner and her husband have had to scrub racist graffiti off their property every single morning for the last 6 months. Then there's the place on the high street run by the elderly Turkish man. I was due to go there this afternoon.
What was that for?
That was just my lunch break, but they make a really nice baklava and a kebab.
Well, it is your job.
No.
What? Yes, it is. If you're not a police officer, why am I even here?
I'm a volunteer police officer.
A what?
A volunteer. Most of the time I'm a dental nurse. I do 4 to 6 days a month for free working as a volunteer copper. It's my version of your ethics jar. Thousands of people do unpaid police work, you know. I do it for free, sorry.
Bet you enjoy arresting people, though.
Sometimes. Mostly not. Arresting you was all right, though. You didn't try to bite me or anything. Plus you were wearing quite nice perfume, which makes a nice change from bodily fluids.
The organisers told us to go floppy if we got arrested.
I know. So the arrest takes longer. Well done. You were very floppy. It took ages to get you back here safely. Then, because of your age, I had to stay here with you.
I am sorry that the best tactics we can think of involve all this. But what else can we do? My parents here...
Hello.
...have spent their whole lives trying to do the right thing. Except for Dad's childhood. But he didn't know he was posh until Pulp released Common People, so it's not really his fault.
It's true. Jarvis is very wise.
They've spent all their lives trying to make the world better. So how do I rebel? What am I supposed to do? I could fart in the ethics jar of life and leave it for someone else to find.
Not nice, Kat.
Or I can do this. Protest more. Go further than they do. Make a louder noise. Try to make a 14 bean chili if I can.
It can't be done, Kat.
I can seek that important disapproval from my parents by joining Extinction Rebellion in the hope that the noise we make is the one that gets noticed. I meant what I said about your day, DC Hunter. I am sorry. But those people you were going to help today, well, I didn't put them there. Species aren't just hiding because they're lefties, they're going extinct. I'm the youngest person in this cell, and it's your job to take whatever action you need to take because I stood in front of a bus for a bit with a pot of PVA glue. It's my job to make a noise and try to change things before I get too old to mind anymore.
You finished?
Yes.
Don't be. I'm not charging you today. Go back out there and protest again, Kat. I'll be there, so try and make all the noise that you were talking about without actually breaking the law, okay? It was nice to get to know you. Here's 50p for your ethics jar.
Come gather round people wherever you roam and admit that the waters around you have grown and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone if your time to you is worth saving. And you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone.
Mr. Michael Wilson, I'm arresting you for the murder of Robert Zimmerman's classic song, The Times They Are A-Changing.
What?
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you may later rely on in court.
What?
Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
But it was a touching moment. I was just emphasising a touching moment. Is that a crime?
Oh, don't make it worse, Dad.
Are you sure you won't have a flapjack?
The Wilson Save the World was written by Marcus Brigstock and Sarah Morgan. It starred Marcus Brigstock, Kerry Godleman,